Good morning, everybody. Dini here again with you this morning. It's a nice hot morning again. And it's Thursday. The week is moving quite quickly now. It's almost over. And we continue with a series on eternal perspective. The Hardy Das also say good morning. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 it says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So when God made man, he didn't make us to be slaves. He didn't make us to be in bondage. And yet when sin comes into the world, everything changes. Man's whole relationship with God changes, because God says to Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when they do this, they rebel against God. And they think that God is withholding something from them. And the sin in their hearts and the act that they've done takes them out of God's presence. Remember that God used to walk with them in the garden. God wanted to spend time with them, the way God also wants to spend time with us. And having the perspective we need to look at the things that God tells us to avoid. There's a reason why God tells us not to do certain things. And yet, if we think that he's doing it to spoil up our pleasure and to be a stick in the mud, then we're very much mistaken, because there's always a reason why God says not to do something. We don't have to test him in the things he tells us not to do. So how does this work? When we start a new day, we start by saying, good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this day. Thank you for everything that you've planned for me. Lord, that you desire to bless me. Would you guide me in your ways, Lord? And then when we have the chance to start making decisions, we start asking, Father God, what do you want me to do in this circumstance? Some things it's easier than others to know what to do. Some things only need common sense, but some bigger decisions it's good to pray over. With eternal perspective, it's not that we live on our own gut feeling and we do whatever we feel we want to do. But every day, God wants to make us more and more like Jesus. And it's every day us submitting and say, Lord, the way that the potter shapes the clay, please shape my life today. What is it, Lord, that you want to change today? What is it that you want to add? What is it that you want to take away out of my life today? Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much that you love us with a never-ending love. A love which loves us too much to leave us the way we were, Lord. You've saved us by the blood of Jesus. And Lord, now you want us to walk in your ways. Lord, I ask, help us to be your light in this world. Your hands and your feet, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, and we don't have to do this on our own. Thank you that you're always with us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings, everybody. Have a good day.
You can find us online at www.encmedia.co.za or search for Encouragement Media on Facebook. Send us an email to info@encmedia.co.za. Thank you.